New York may no longer be the only state in the country that outlaws professional mixed martial arts. Included in Governor Cuomo's budget is a bill that, quote, would authorize the New York State Athletic Commission to regulate professional mixed martial arts in a manner similar to how NYSAC regulates professional boxing, wrestling, and sparring, unquote. In recent years, as Ultimate Fighting Championship matches have exploded in popularity on television, pro fighters living in New York have had to travel outside the state to fight, like Amsterdam native Tommy Guns Marcelino.
The support's awesome. It would just be awesome to give back and be able to fight in front of a home crowd.
Last year, an amateur competition in Schenectady drew more than 1,000 spectators. The event at the Schenectady Armory impressed co-owner Ray Legarry. Legarry admitted he had some preconceived notions of the sport and fighters beforehand.
But it turned out that most of these guys know each other, and while they fight in the ring, they have a great deal of respect for each other outside the ring, and really the spectators were just absolutely wonderful.
It also impressed Capital Region Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara, who has advocated for legalization of the sport.
If this bill were to pass, and I've said this before, I think this could pave the way for the first upstate venue, professional venue, to be at in the city of Schenectady. I'm hopeful that that's something that will happen.
The bill says with the growing popularity of the sport, unregulated events create unnecessary risks to both MMA participants and event attendees. While bills to legalize the sport have been introduced in the past, this one is likely to see more traction. Recently convicted former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver was seen as one of the sport's largest opponents in New York and effectively had the power to stop a bill from making it to the floor. Santa Barbara says the legalization and regulation of the sport promises economic development.
You know, if we can do it with casinos, we can do it with MMA. We can see economic impact. We can make upstate New York a regional destination for these events. But then there's also the fighters. You know, they have a passion for this sport. Like any other sport, like football, like basketball, swimming, whatever it is, these are athletes. And they want to compete at the professional level, but they also want to be New Yorkers. So this bill would give them that opportunity.
Santa Barbara's office estimates that between larger and smaller venues, the sport could bring in more than $33 million a year. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.